Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
And joining us on the line right now is Rod Wheeler, former D.C. homicide detective, good for a friend of this program. Good morning to you, Rod.
Good morning, guys.
You know, there were a couple of things we wanted to have you in to talk about this morning. I mean, the continuing attacks that are taking place on police officers and where those investigations stand. But also, there was a major verdict yesterday, again, in the case in Baltimore. A police officer in the Freddie Gray case, who was the highest-ranking police officer at the scene, Lieutenant Brian Rice, acquitted on all charges yesterday. That means that Marilyn Mosby has brought four cases and has lost each and every one of them.
Not one of the charges against any of the police officers have stuck, and I think that just kind of goes to show you, Brian, that she should have never brought these charges from the beginning. We've always said, ever since the Freddie Gray case broke, that Marilyn Mosby really attacked these police officers and threw them under the bus, mainly for political reasons, let's face it. And I think what's happening now is that the judge in that case, which is a very good judge, you know, he realized that early on, and that's why he dismissed the charges against all four of those officers. You know, here's the thing when you look at cases like this. Not one of the charges. There were multiple charges, and this is important. Multiple charges against these officers. Not one, even the littlest of the charges, was thrown out. So, you know, I think it's a reflection of the fact that this prosecutor just went after these officers for her own political agenda.
So given that, Rod Wheeler, what do you think? There's still two officers who face, and actually one of these four officers, we should point out, was a mistrial. Theoretically, it's 0-3 and one pending, because they could try that officer again. What do you think is going to happen?
Well,
what do you think
is going to
happen
with these
officers? Yeah.
That's right. I'm sorry. What I hope would happen is that she would just drop the remaining charges against the officers. I mean, it's enough putting the city of Baltimore and the people of that city through this agony, if you will. So I'm hoping, and I know most police officers are hoping, that she just drop the charges and let the city move forward.
Yeah, I think that most Americans would hope that as well. Let me ask you this, as we look at all of these stories, let's zoom out a little bit from Freddie Gray in Baltimore, and you look at Baton Rouge, Louisiana, you look at Dallas, and then you also look at some of these other officer-involved shootings. Listen, Rod, you've been very firm on this. Not every cop is perfect. There are some bad cops, and some of these officer-involved shootings may actually require some extra scrutiny. But what do you make of Hillary Clinton yesterday? She finally speaks out about Baton Rouge, and the main message that she has is that cops need more training. Is this really a training issue right now? Is that the first and foremost on the minds of Americans or on the minds of cops?
Well, I'll tell you what's first and foremost on the minds of Americans: keeping our nation safe. Look, we got so many issues going on in our country right now when it comes to keeping our nation and our people safe. We have ISIS all over the place. We have cops being attacked domestically by people. That's what's first and foremost. So I would have preferred Hillary Clinton to speak about how the country should really support police officers in that regard and give us the resources we need to continue to do the jobs that we do. Look, Donald Trump talked about being the law and order candidate, and I'll tell you, he's spot on, because that's what America needs right now. We need leadership, and that's something that's lacking, and that's something that we haven't had. And police officers, you know, look, I was in Baton Rouge, guys, the past couple of days, and I'll tell you, it's a sad state of affairs whenever you have police officers just being gunned down in the middle of the street for no reason whatsoever, just like we saw in Dallas 2 weeks ago. And until we get politicians that's going to stand up to this kind of craziness and say no more, enough is enough, you know, we're going to continue to endure these things.
Well, where are we on the Baton Rouge investigation right now?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, the individual, I don't know if you guys had an opportunity to see the press conference yesterday when the police chief talked about the types of weapons that this guy had. I mean, that was startling when you look at the types of weapons he had. These just wasn't ordinary assault rifles. These were assault rifles that were specifically designated and made to attack people as combat assault weapons. And They recovered those weapons from this guy, and so what they're trying to find out now is whether or not there was anyone else that assisted this guy, and whether or not there were any warning signs with this guy that maybe they could have intercepted him. But I'll tell you, the city is really reeling in sadness down there, guys.
I got another question for you. Did I hear you correctly that you began your police career in Cleveland?
I did. You know, I started in East Cleveland as a police officer at 21 years old, fresh out of college. I had a jerry curl back then.
Oh, pictures or it didn't happen, Rod Wheeler. Yeah, I got to see that.
I can tell you where you guys are at right now. Cleveland Police is a dynamic police department. The security around the RNC right now is just unprecedented. It's the best security you could ever have. That's the safest place on earth, I'll tell you that right now.
Well, I wonder how you feel about this this controversy that's been going on here about whether or not people should be allowed to open carry in the protest areas adjacent to the convention site.
Right. Well, you know, I kind of understand what John Kasich is saying in terms of him not being able to just immediately alter the laws. But at the same time, I understand what the police union is saying as well, because there is a threat by individuals down there that's coming to Cleveland, some that's already in Cleveland with open carry and weapons and things like that. So, you know, it's a slippery slope. And I agree. I think for a certain area around the convention center there, people should be restricted from bringing open carry weapons.
Rod, can I ask you this? And we've only got a little bit of over a minute left, but as a former police officer, I would love to pick your brain a little bit about what's going on in the minds of cops right now in this specific scenario. I saw that press conference yesterday in Baton Rouge, and it was chilling. And the thing that was most chilling about it was the way these cops were ambushed was through a 911 call. Somebody, right. You know, he posed and said that there was a threat. And what do cops do when they get a call like that? They go to help. They don't think about it. They just do their duty. I got to think, knowing this now, the next time the cops in Baton Rouge or any city in America get a call like this, in the back of their mind they're thinking, this could be an ambush.
Oh,
what's
yeah.
going on? Tell me about how cops deal with that.
Well, that's been on the minds of police officers for a while now. You know, we've seen over the past year so many shootings against police officers that were just unprecedented. So we're riding 2-3-man cars nowadays in certain areas, and we just continue to do the best job we can. We want to stay out of the area in what we call the funnel of danger. And that funnel of danger is what those officers found themselves in Baton Rouge the other day. They tried to get out of that funnel of danger, and sometimes you can't, and that's what happened, and that's why those officers were taken out. But, yeah, it's one of those things, Larry, that's just constantly on our minds. The sad part about all of this, real quick, I know we don't have much time, is that the recruitment efforts of police departments right now is not good. People are just not joining the ranks because they're afraid. They're afraid for two reasons. One, they're afraid because there's so much animosity against right. cops on the street. And two, they're afraid because you have people like Marilyn Mosby running around throwing cops under the bus for trying to enforce the law. So it's yeah. a terrible situation that we have now. Hopefully once we get the right leadership in office, you know, this whole thing will change.
And I'm very worried about police officers who go to do their job and they go into dangerous situations and they are second guessing themselves because they're under such scrutiny right now.
You're right.
They're actually putting themselves at risk because they're second guessing whether or not they should pull a weapon, whether or not they should take action.
You're right. And you know what? That second guessing it yep. can lead to an officer being killed.
I agree with you.
So
well,
that's
listen,
a horrible situation to be in.
Rod Wheeler, thank you so much for joining us. Greatly appreciate
yeah,
it.
Okay, guys, enjoy Cleveland.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.